We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Hey, happy Friday to you. We're tracking all of the potential disasters facing the United States right now. COVID, Congress leaving on vacation, and a hurricane in Florida that I can't pronounce. I think somebody at the National Weather Service, this was like a Covfefe tweet. Like they tried to name it and they misspelled it, and now nobody can pronounce it. It's I've heard it called Isaiah, and Isaiah is how I it's just weird. It's the weirdest name for a hurricane I've ever seen.
I agree.
I-S-A-I-A-S.
Yes.
Yeah,
plenty of, is that even a word? Plenty of vowels, but...
All the vowels. I mean, I kind of feel bad for O and U. They didn't, and I guess not all, just two, just over and over again.
But yeah, over
so
and over again.
So the good news is it's probably just going to glance off the coast of Florida and keep moving. Looks like the Bahamas might get hit with like a Category 2 or something like that. But we're, you know, just one more thing that we needed in 2020.
Add it to the list.
Yeah, it's like I saw somebody put up Time's Man of the Year is going to be that Mayhem character from the... from the auto insurance commercial.
Yeah.
It's mayhem 2020. Sure. It's just kind of what it is. Hey, we got Grover Norquist coming up. We'll talk about Medicaid reform, Medicaid expansion in Missouri, which is on the ballot next week. You can download the voter guide right at 971talk.com/Cox. In the meantime, let's get to the man.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Jim Carafano joining us, of course, a foreign relations expert there with the Heritage Foundation. Jim, good morning.
Hey, I don't have time for you guys. I'm obsessing about the next episode of Yellowstone.
I've got to watch that, man. I just got back from Montana, and everybody says, you need to watch Yellowstone. You need to watch Yellowstone. I've never seen it.
I've heard the same thing.
Yeah, Yellowstone and Longmire. If you watch those shows, it's like all you want to do is live in Montana and Wyoming, and you just think it's like... because they never have any winter episodes.
It's all a lie.
I tell you, I just got back from Glacier National Park. We have my wife has a friend who lives maybe 30 miles from the entrance to the park, and she swears that where she lives up there, they don't have bad winter. She says it's southern Montana where they get hammered. So I'm thinking that's what I'm focusing on if I ever move to Montana.
Yeah, or they could use botanicals and other consume other mushrooms and that part of the state.
Yeah,
it's cold up there. Don't listen to them.
Wow. So here we are. We've got schools shutting down all over the place. COVID scares going up. We can't travel to Europe anymore. What does a man like you, a world traveler, do during all this?
Well, I obsess about Portland.
yeah, no kidding.
No, really.
Yeah.
No, because what is going on? I've been beating this drum for days now. This is organized criminal activity. I mean, you look at this, and there's a mind behind this, right? They attack between midnight, 5 a.m. in the morning. They show up with all these offensive weapons. They employ very specific tactics. They go to a city where there's a permissive environment. They have a legal campaign. They have a propaganda campaign. Look, it's an organized militia in the streets of America, and it's being tolerated by city and state officials. The city and state agreed, look, we will police the streets around the courthouse, which you think, well, wouldn't they do that anyway? But because they were not doing that, that's how these guys could mount these attacks on the courthouse. So if they actually police the streets around it, then you wouldn't need federal officers defending the courthouse because they wouldn't be able to stage attacks. So one of the things that the city of Portland, the police came up with is we're going to live stream the area around the courthouse, which to me seems brilliant.
Sure. Like
somebody found a judge that got a restraining order against them.
Well, they have cameras everywhere. What are you talking about?
Right. So the ACLU, which is like all in for body cameras, right, on policemen. ACLU got a judge to give them a restraining order against having a camera covering a public area of people attacking the federal building. And I just don't – well, look, I'm not a lawyer, but it's a public area. People know they have no presumption of privacy in a public area.
Right.
Why is this an imposition of anybody's, you know, civil rights? I don't get it.
No.
So some enterprising guy should just go down there and do it, right?
But listen to Barack Obama yesterday, while eulogizing John Lewis, compares federal police officers in Portland to Bull Connor and his tactics during the civil rights movement. It was sleazy, it was a cheap shot, and it was fake news.
Well, it was a lie.
Yes, all that.
There's a thing called the Federal Protective Service.
Yes.
So it is basically a federal law enforcement agency that is charged with providing security to federal buildings all around the country. FPS is part of the Department of Homeland Security. They had like a dozen people in the entire city of Portland. So when this organized crime wave decided to target the courthouse in Portland, they turned to DHS, their parent agency, and say, we don't have enough federal officers to protect federal property. And so what the Department of Homeland Security did was they sent additional federal officers from different agencies they wore their duty uniforms. They performed their law enforcement efforts in accordance with the normal procedures for dealing with public disturbances and arrests and everything else.
Sure.
Perfectly legal. And in 2014, by the way, when Jay Johnson was Secretary of Homeland Security for Obama, he did the same thing. There was a threat against federal properties. He dispatched federal law enforcement all over the country. Now, nothing happened, so then they dispersed them. But this is absolutely perfectly legal. And so with the president – and look, the president's got to know this, President Obama – that was just a lie. And the thing is you're in the middle of it. You're eulogizing a civil rights leader in a moment of grief and an opportunity for recovery of the nation. And you basically say a partisan political lie that is actually perpetrated by an organized criminal activity.
Well put, Jim. I thought of the Paul Wellstone funeral myself when I watched it. It was unbelievable. They turned it into a completely political moment, and it was a time when you have it. Every time we have a chance for unity and people to want to tune in and maybe honor what he did as a civil rights leader, you have to have somebody like Barack Obama stand up and use it for political purposes. It was just a shame.
And look, if they get away with this in Portland, they will move on to other cities where they will find mayors and governors who are willing to look the other way or afraid to interact or whatever, and they will bring this violence to other cities. So
yes.
If this tactic works in Portland, it will be coming to a city near you. And indeed, they've tried it. They tried it in Seattle, and they've tried it in other places. So this is a very serious moment here. And actually, we have seen the governor kind of blame. And then she lied, too.
Yeah,
she
right.
actually said that this was an occupying force, complete lie. She said that, you know, that they were causing the violence, complete lie. And she said they were leaving. Well, the government agreed that they'll draw down the force in the courthouse when they start policing the surrounding areas, and they will draw them down because they won't need them anymore. And so essentially she got on and lied.
Yes.
But,
every day.
But the flip side of that was the state and the city realized this is getting out of control and they have to do something. So good for the government for standing up here. But if we don't stand up in other cities like this, think of the local businessmen and stores and everything else. They can't do anything. It's really a terrible situation.
Coming to a city near you. Jim, I'm out of time, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Right. Thanks for having a great show.
Always a pleasure. Absolutely. We appreciate you. JJ Carafano, at JJ Carafano on Twitter. Love getting him on here every Friday. Good stuff. Grover Norquist coming up at the bottom of the hour, talking about Medicaid expansion and why it is such a horrid idea in other states where it's been done. And we'll get to your phone calls, 314-241-9797.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Get more at 971talk.com.